Cleve?
Hello.
Hey, Cleve, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's good to have you on the show, Cleve.
Thanks, Matt. Good to be here.
All right. Cleve is from Looper, Reed & McGraw, the law firm we always go to when you want to get exactly the right information. All right, I'm weaving. Hey, let me ask you. You're a civil trial attorney, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Can I change gears on you for a minute? Well, I want to see how good you are. I got to change gears. I just want your opinion as an attorney. Don't be nervous, okay?
All right. Well, that's a baited question. Go ahead.
Forget about Lance Armstrong for just a minute.
Okay.
Have you heard the story of the Disney characters somehow slighting people at Disney World because they were black? That there was a white family that they took pictures with, and then the black family they didn't take pictures with, and now the black family is suing, and now there's another black family that is suing because the same thing happened. Have you heard this?
I have not. No, sir.
All right. So now what I wanted to ask your opinion as to whether or not you thought this was a lawsuit that could go forward. Does this sound like a frivolous lawsuit to you, or do you think that somebody would have a case? And again, I'm simply asking for your opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. And obviously off the top of my head, first, as you might imagine, the first point is it's going to be Florida law.
Right.
So there's going to be some common law. There will be some common law issues that would be consistent between Florida and Texas.
All right. Well, let me say it's actually in California, which may make that even worse. It was Disneyland. So, but you're right. It's California law in that particular case.
Well, and of course, California does present its own laws in many respects. But setting that aside, what would it look like in Texas? As I stand here, I cannot think of a cause of action.
I know I'm putting you on the spot. Don't worry. I'm just asking for your opinion. But if somebody came to you and said, hey, I think this character dissed me a little bit because I think it's because of my race. I mean, is there a law? Is there a lawsuit that you can bring? Does this sound frivolous to you on its face?
Well, let's think about it this way. In any lawsuit, you've really got four, kind of take three elements that you're looking at primarily. Is there liability? Are there damages? And I think most often you need to consider, can you recover? So let's focus not so much on the liability, which is the question you're really asking about, is there a lawsuit, but ultimately the question you're also asking is, let's assume there's a claim, a viable, recognized claim in law. Are there damages? And so the question that perhaps we can talk about is, help me understand what their damages are because they felt slighted.
Right. So is there a legal basis for that? And I don't know because I'm not an attorney. I mean, when your feelings are hurt or your child's feelings are hurt, are those legitimate damages that you could sue for?
Generally not. Let's look at it from a tort perspective. There needs to be some duty. Was there a duty? And normally that duty in negligence is to act as a reasonable person. When you're operating your vehicle on the highway, you have a duty not only to obey the traffic laws, which are the statutory obligations, but also to act as a reasonable person should under the same or similar circumstances. So if you look at, did Disneyland have a duty to make sure that everybody's picture was taken?
Yeah.
There's nothing that leaps out at me to suggest there's a duty. And then, again, once you determine that perhaps there is a duty, the next question you have to ask is, okay, well, let's assume there is a duty. What were the damages? The loss of not having your picture taken with Mickey, and that's now not a part of your family album, or I can't imagine mental anguish associated with not having your picture taken with Mickey, or the slight of that. I suppose somebody in California could be creative about that, but it doesn't strike me that it occurs to me that maybe it gets as much media attention as it has, or maybe more media attention than
right.
It really has value.
And maybe that is what they're looking for. I mean, maybe that is, Cleve, exactly what they're looking for. All right, that was really good. I mean, I was not my intention to put you on the spot, but. Being a good lawyer for Looper, Reed & McGraw, you got that going on. All right, let me get back to Lance Armstrong real quick here, Cleve.
Sure.
This guy's being sued now by this Dallas insurance company. Is this the same company that deposed Betsy and Frankie Andreadau, and they said that they were in the doctor's office with Armstrong when he admitted doping?
I'm not familiar with the intricate details of whether that's the same entity or not, but it is the entity that had an arbitration lawsuit that I said the lawsuit they had went to arbitration and was settled in arbitration. And there are some a lot of admissions that went into the arbitration that were then recanted in the Oprah Winfrey interview that he had in January.
So do you think that this company obviously has a legal right to get their $12 million back, as far as I can see. I mean, this insurance company that paid this money, and they paid it. I believe he sued them for the money. They weren't going to pay it at first because there were the allegations of doping, and he won this case, and they paid him the money, right?
That's correct. And yes, sir, that is correct. They paid him $4 million for the fifth and five, I beg your pardon, $1.4 million for the fourth Tour de France, $3 million, an additional $3 million for the fifth. And what they were really arguing about was the refusal to pay the $5 million due for winning the sixth Tour de France. And FCA's argument in arbitration was there's a lot of claims of doping problems by the United States Anti-Doping Agency and the International Cycling Union. Because of that, we think that we shouldn't have to pay until there's a determination. And the argument that was made at arbitration, in fact, in part by Mr. Armstrong's attorney, was if it's later determined that there was doping, then obviously we would need to give the money back. That would be the $5 million they're asking for, all payments made, prize money paid, apparently plus some costs and expenses.
All right, so just real quick, in layman's terms, he should be paying them their money back, yes, no?
I believe so, yes, sir. I think they've got a really decent argument. Obviously, we've only seen the plaintiff's side, which I'll suggest to you reads a lot like a press release. I don't know if you've had a chance to see the petition or not, but there's far more information in that than you would otherwise see in most complaints, most lawsuits.
All right, and here's my second question, just real quick, and I got to move on, Cleve, but I thank you for your time. And, you know, I tell you what, if I ever get in trouble, I'm calling you. Why isn't this guy in jail? Why isn't Lance Armstrong, why hasn't he been arrested and thrown in jail?
Well, that question really addresses what I believe to be, if he was my client, I'd be bringing him in and saying, look, you're fixing to face a personal, financial, and legal tsunami. This has a risk of coming crashing down around your ears. And when that happens, you're looking at the risk of litigation in Texas, nationally, even internationally. And one of the things I'd suggest to him is the strong consideration of filing bankruptcy, which would then force all claimants to come to the state of Texas. The other risk he faces, which gets to the specific question of being in jail, is, and I'm not a criminal lawyer, so I've got a couple of thoughts on that, stating first and foremost, I'm not a criminal lawyer. First is, every time he gives a deposition in both this case and any other lawsuit that later might be filed, he is providing more evidence of a possible of a threat that might be raising more criminal liability issues, further digging a hole for both, as I understand it, theft, potential fraud by fraudulent theft, and also the obvious perjury. So now, saying all those things, the reason he might not be in jail, there might be two. One is it would be a political hot potato.
Right.
And the other is that there may be limitations, statutes of limitations that could affect criminal claims and criminal liability in a way that would not be affecting civil liability.
Cleve, I appreciate it very much. You are you're a detail guy. I like detail guys. All right, but I'm gonna watch this because you said something that I think is absolutely true. What did you call it? A legal tsunami. Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that. So we're gonna be obviously touching base with you again. But thank you for your expertise. I certainly do appreciate it, Cleve.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
All right. Look forward to talking with you again. Cleve?
Yes, sir?
No relation to Hillary or Bill, are you?
No, sir. Not at all.
All right. I just was checking. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's a commonly asked question, I've responded often, but no, sir, not at all. In fact, he's from Arkansas, and I'm from Burnett, Texas, so I'm a small-town guy.
God bless you. Cleve, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
All right. Cleve Clinton from Looper Reed McGraw. Poor Cleve. That's what happens. I get these guys on the show under one circumstance, and then I throw something else at them. But you got to be ready. Cleve did a great job. 713-212-5900.